Houston, Orion.
Good morning, Charlie. I see your voice.
Yeah, it's nice to hear you guys. Did you guys have a sight in over about 20 minutes ago?
Hold on, I'll check. Okay, yes, I guess we did. Why'd you get keying there?
Okay, you got the uplink a little bit, dropped the uplink, and it's big blast of static, and if that's why I picked up the EKGs, that's why I picked up EKG about 20 minutes ago.
Okay, the docs over here say, yeah, you did.
Yeah. Okay, let me give you standby. Tony, if you're ready for the crew status report, I'll give it to you.
Okay, we're ready. Go ahead.
That's Charlie Duke talking to Mission Control from the Lunar Module Orion.
Did not eat the rye bread. Ate everything else and add a food stick into that also. For my meal, I ate everything but the rye bread and had a drink bag and a food stick. That's the EVA beverage, had that and the food stick. For medication, none had none. And he got 7.5 hours of good sleep. And for me, I had a Secinol, and I slept for about 6.5 or 7 hours, I think. It was real good. Over.
Okay, we copy that. Sounds real fine. You mean you got it done? Eat one of those food sticks?
Believe it or not.
Outstanding.
That's Tony England, manning the CAPCOM position in Mission Control at this time, speaking with Orion.
Great, I just woke him up just a second ago, as a matter of fact. I couldn't stand any longer.
Very good. Oh, you're right on the timeline. It's wake up time.
Houston, we're ready to copy our liftoff times, over.
Okay, stand by one. Okay, Charlie, we've got the log data for the LEM liftoff, LEM timeline book.
think?
Okay, T-22, 116, 29, 51, T-23, 118, 28, 22, T-24, 120, 26, 55, T-25, 122, 25, 28, T-26, 124, 24, 00, T-27, 126, 22, 32. This assumes a GET update of 001148, and Ken will be getting that update in about 2 hours.
Yes. Understand, starting with 22, 116 plus 29 plus 51, 118 plus 28 plus 22, 120 plus 26 plus 55, 122 plus 25 plus 28, 124 plus 24 plus 00, 126 plus 22 plus 32, and then there's the GET update of 11 minutes and 48 seconds for capsule. Over.
Okay, that's a good readback, and we have an update to your lunar surface checklist.
Go ahead.
Okay, on 11-1.
Go ahead.
Okay, I guess we were too quick last night in crossing out that pro hold until standby light off. We'd like you to put that back in.
Okay, don't worry, we've done that. Oh, thank you much.
Okay, and then on page 11-2.
Stand by.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, under that PFMRS update, we'd like to add the note, PFMRS should be used only in the event of LGC / CNC clock sync is required. And for the registers R1, 00011, R2, 13346, R3, 25621.
Okay, say R1 and R2 again.
Okay, R1, 00011, R2, 13346.
Okay, note is TFMRS to be used only in event of LGC CNC clock sync. R1 00011, R2 13346, R3 25621. Now, is that what we got loaded, or is that what we load if we had, if you wanted to sync up?
Okay, that's what you'd have to load to sync up after they fix the CFM time.
Okay, thank you much.
Okay, and that's the end of that. And I'll brief you on the traverse whenever you're ready.
Let John get on the comm. It'll be a couple of minutes. We'll go into the Eastern. We'll give you a call while we eat.
All right.